zu Gast jetzt bei uns. Martin und Ilja vom ITZ, vom Institut für Theatrale Zukunftsforschung und vom Projekt European Freaks. Und darum läuft das Interview dann auch auf Englisch. So, let's switch to English to talk about the European Freaks. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having us here.
A European performance theater project from Hungary to Germany, from Budapest to Tübingen. How is that organized? How was that came to life?
So, well, I'm a theater director in Hungary, Budapest, and we have a collective called Stereo Act. And we came here to Tübingen to work together with the Zimmertheater Tübingen to create this show about the future of Europe with the title European Freaks. It was all a coincidence. First, 1.5 years ago, we created a participatory gamey performance, also with the theme of Europe. It was mainly focusing on the Brexit in the CHB, in the Collegium Hungaricum Berlin. We played it 9 times and it was a great fun. We used the entire building of the CHB and it was like an exit game. So audience had to escape from Europe and find the right solutions to collaborate or to not collaborate with each other. And later on, this was created between Stereo Act, my collective, and with a Berliner collective called Hansiana. And later on, maybe 2 months later, Hansiana hosted a conference, or they were presenting also the Escape Room Europe project. And Dieter and Per Ribberger took part on this. And they discovered one of their old colleagues, Gábor Turi, who used to work at the Thalia Theater Hamburg, together with Dieter. They discovered him on one of the videos. And then they reached out to him, asked, "What the hell are you doing in this project? And it looks interesting. Please introduce us to your theater group." And Gábor is our dramaturg at the Stereo Act. So that's how the link was made, and we started a conversation, and then we decided together to do this show in their first season here in Tübingen.
But the outlines were already set, the fund was raised. So what were the outlines in the beginning?
So
not Brexit, but more the opposite.
The initiative was that it's going to be a research situation, or a theatrical research framework, when we are investigating the possible utopian and dystopian scenarios of the EU. And for this, we'll have a very colorful artistic team. Also, I can tell you about them later, but it's a very great team we work with. And also local civilians we'd like to stage. So there will be a group of civilians with us on the stage who take part on a so-called market research situation, within the framework of which we are trying to rebrand the EU and figure out if we need a complete reanimation, if it's in life danger, or we just need a cosmetic facelift. And throughout talking about like emotional reflections and the aesthetics and I don't know, all the fears and all the threats and all the desires related to the EU, probably we'll understand more about our political attitudes and what is the roots of all this sometimes hysterical, sometimes realistic fear about our future, the way we should live together.
Lots of content to condense to two-hour performance. So, which is your artistic approach? You said some. Is there different scenes? Are they linked together by digital moderators, or is there already the form?
Yeah, the form is. So mainly when the people arrive, they will be seated to tables, and each group of four or five audience members will have one table, and they will take part in a conference, really, or like a workshop situation. So it has a certain kind of lounge feeling or general atmosphere with lots of music and with lots of interactive parts and with many games that can be done at the tables by the audience. So when the people, so audience will not have this sense that it's a very strict structured event, however it is, but they feel like that it's rather loose, and they at some points they are encouraged to talk to each other and to not to pay attention on what is happening on stage, but sometimes this is interrupted by more choreographic, more strictly directed scenes, and part of it is when we are focusing on one main table where the focus group sits, who will take part on those tests or let's say therapy sessions and analytic scenes. And sometimes we can see the organizers themselves and organizers of this conference or focus group research when they are in private, when they are behind the scenes, when they talk about the research group participants, when they train themselves, and when we understand how hypocritic they are and how unhonest the whole conference is. Like many times we can witness it on European projects that we do it because it sounds good, because it was just perfect for an application, and we did it, and then we are very proud of ourselves, but really we didn't come up with anything new. We just told all those important headliners like always. So basically it's going to be sarcastic and self-critical this way.
And the kind of the research you take the methods of the market, or you imitate the commercial process.
Yes, exactly. So this focus group, let's say, that we'll finally stage, for which we actually still seek for voluntary participants. We have a bunch of people who are willing to take part, but we'd like to have a bigger group of people, like 15, 20. So they will take part in the show with simple tools. We are going to use the exact same tools like market research does. So they are brainstorming, they are being interviewed, they build collages, they play association games, end a sentence instead of us, and so on. But these are like proved techniques or methods that work, and it's also obviously it will not only be provocative but very funny or entertaining, I guess.
And what about the history of the collective?
So Stereoact was founded in 2013. This is our sixth season. We premiered 13 productions, like all night long, or repertory productions. Plus, we do lots of one-off events, such as flash mobs and other actions. And all our shows are contemporary theater shows, whatever it means. For me, it means that it's always a product or a result of collective research with the collective. So we never work based on a text which was originally written, or not drama-based, more like post-dramatic and interdisciplinary performances. And sometimes we work also not only in a theater hall, but also outside, like in public space or site-specific performances. And we work quite often internationally. In the past few years, we produced shows This is our second production in Germany, but we worked in Poland and Spain and Netherlands and in the United States also, and in Denmark. And it's an independent theater, which is obviously, I guess, also in Germany, it's clear that it's always with bigger freedom, bigger responsibilities come also. So we also rely on collaborations and partnerships. So basically working somewhere which is not our own home and discover the local people and local traditions and the local attitudes is not new for us. It's something we're really interested in. Just before coming here, we premiered something in Budapest, and in the beginning of the season, in the autumn, we were in New Mexico, where we recreated one of our existing work. It was a bus ride theater tour, where the people sit on a tour bus, they listen to headphones, live edited audio material, and they follow the scenes from the street, from station to station, and all the actors are performing acts in the street. And this was, for example, a successful show of ours that we created in three different cities. So it's like a cultural franchise. This is also something we are experimenting with, how to transport form, but fill it with new content.